Let's talk data centers, because I had some guests on the program in the past couple of weeks regarding data centers, especially around southeastern Wyoming. There's quite a few being proposed for that area, to the point that we might actually get a big man camp in the area set up. And there's been a lot of concern from residents, which I think are legitimate concerns, especially involving things like energy. Where do they get the energy from? And sure, where do they get the water from? Because, you know, it's a premium here in a state like Wyoming, and that's a big concern.
Yeah, well, and that is absolutely correct. So, Glenn, let's just sort of set the stage a little bit, and then we'll drill down to the more specific concerns. Wyoming exports 12 times the energy that we consume. You and I have talked about this in the past. California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington have sort of said, we don't want these electrons, we want those electrons, and it affects how we generate our electricity. So being able to consume more of our energy here gives us an opportunity really to set our own rules, so we aren't going to be governed by California and FERC and all these other things. So I think there's a positive there. The water issue is something that has been a huge concern, and rightly so, which is why Related Digital, for example, their new data center is only going to have 6 bathrooms of consumptive use. So Microsoft has just redesigned some of their work. They're going to yield up 566 million gallons of water from just better design and not using water consumptively, air cooling. We're up high, and so our cooling needs are less. The ratepayer issue has been one that's been incredibly important, and in fact, that's one of the reasons I brought that first point up, was because we can kind of set the rules. And here we have this large power contract service tariff that Microsoft, Related Digital, and others are doing. So they're paying for everything to do with the upgrades of service and so on. The demand isn't going to change in terms of what it is going to do to price, because they're going to take that over the top. Black Hills has been a leader in some of that. And we're really working with them so that ratepayers are not affected. So, you know, those are the two big concerns that you really worry about in Wyoming. Are they going to use our water that's so precious, and are they going to affect rates? I think it's also important that we understand where they can be located and what the impacts on the communities are, and we need to think about that. I just was speaking with the Industrial Siting Committee the other day, talking about let's kind of get ahead of this, because we know that there's just today, for instance, Sean Duffy was talking about using AI to try to do air traffic control. And then you come down to the labor issue, the man camps. Let's talk about that in a second. But I think it's the other thing is, how is it affecting our labor pool? Because, you know, the electricians, there's such a demand for them that they're paying so much more than local contractors, or even, we pay less than local contractors, but the state's losing people as well. And so trying to put all of this in perspective and trying to get ahead of it, I think is going to be so important to us, Glenn, because unlike that boom and bust cycle that we've had in the past, I think this demand is going to be here. And if we manage it correctly, it means that we can build workforce, we can have high-paying jobs. There's not that many workers that are in these data centers long-term. So it's kind of a nice recipe for Wyoming.
Well, and when we take a look at where they want to put these data centers, it was brought up during one of the interviews I was doing. A perfect place is to build in right around LCCC, which does a lot of technical education for people, not just in computers, but in, of course, the welding, electricians, things like this. And then let's head over to Laramie, because we have a whole school built around that as well. So if they're looking for new employees, we're training them.
That's exactly right, Glenn. That's been exactly my issue. We're trying to get more and more electricians and others in the workforce. We've done a big shift to CTE, all of these things. To be an electrician takes a little bit of time. You can get your education, but then you got to get apprentice work, And then, you know, the journeyman thing that comes from that. And this has been one of our problems. We're looking at the regulations to see if we can have more apprentices with master electricians, and try to be able to expand our pool a little bit quicker. Because it's just, you know, it's kind of a lag. This is sort of bootstrapping this economy.
I think where one of the mistakes that was made, we head on up just above Casper Bar None area. So here comes a company that wants to do micronuclear reactors. But they didn't come in, I don't think anyway, way beforehand and have a conversation with the public before they started making proposals to build. And that led to a lot of misunderstanding. So if they want to put in these data centers, the sooner they come in and listen to, as well as talk to the public about what their plans are before they even start to build, I think the better off they'll be.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Glenn. Radiant, which was that outfit that went to Bar None, I can't characterize exactly what they did, but you're 100% right. I think Wyoming, one of our things is we're not for sale, and I think if you kind of lead with, we've got all this money, and we're just going to do it. And I'm not saying that's exactly what they did, but I don't think they kind of prepared the ground. Every farmer knows you got to get the ground right before. And that means, you know, knowing when to plant, means understanding what the amendments need to be to the soil, what kinds of things to plant. I think this cookie cutter approach, if we've got this and we're going to drop it here, doesn't work in time, which is kind of what's nice about Related Digital. And you may have talked to Pat Collins about this, but you know, they came in, they listened to the community, they understood the housing need, they're putting a bunch of money into trying to help build, this whole conversation about affordable, attainable, and all that sort of stuff, this they're trying to build housing that actually workers can live in, and so they're helping with that, and they're kind of being a community partner.
Okay, now a couple of things here before I let you go, because I know you got some meetings. So I get into my studio at an absurd time. I'm usually here about 1:30 a.m. believe it or not, and I'm looking up at the Capitol, and the lights on the right side of the Capitol have been out for the past couple of days. Usually the whole thing is lit up.
Yeah, thank you for that, because okay. we're working on it. Amy's giving me a look right now saying, yes, it's on, we're on it.
We're on it, okay, because I expect to see you up there with the ladder sometime this afternoon is all I'm saying. Because this had been a big question in my mind, when you're finally done at the end of the year here, where are you going? What are you doing?
You know, Glenn, we've got so many things going on right now that I haven't really thought about that. I know my wife is very concerned. You're going 100 miles an hour. What are you going to do to slow down? And I'm like, well, Mrs. Pott, I'm sorry. You've got the hunger initiative. We've got grandkids. This is a wonderful state. And I've said this over and over again, and I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. I've been involved in things Wyoming all my life. And everybody in Wyoming should know this is a unique state, because no matter who you are, no matter what position you own, we all put our pants on the same way, and we all can make a difference in this state. So I'm not sure there's going to be too much I'm going to miss.
Okay. Governor, thanks for coming on this morning. Anytime you want to come by and visit the new studios, I'd love to have you in.